coaching really comes from the metaphor of the sports coach. And the sports coach is not the guy who's out on the basketball field or the soccer field or in the stadium or on the court. He's the guy or the woman on the side who makes it happen and who brings out the best in the players.
Right.
So coaching is about winning. It's about succeeding at the things we want to do, the performances we want to create.
Michael Hall's credentials in the field of NLP are well documented. In summary, he has created and presented internationally recognized practitioner and master practitioner certifications the world over. He has written over 30 books and created countless other workshops that are presented worldwide. Michael's co-developer and co-creator of the international meta-coaching and certification training is Michelle Duval. Based in Sydney, Michelle masterfully works with a complete spectrum of clients, from organisations, CEOs and senior executives to parents and children. Michelle is an outstanding facilitator, and I asked her to explain meta-coaching from her experience.
The way I like to think of it, Paul, is that meta-coaching facilitates a collaborative conversation and a collaborative relationship. I like to say that the coach and the client develops equally throughout that relationship and throughout the process. So meta-coaching allows us to be able to get inside the internal world of our clients, and we're able to coach beyond performance. So meaning we coach beyond simple coaching. Most coaching is about coaching an individual from A to be. Mm-hmm. We break down the steps in between and we allow them and support them by motivating and inspiring and challenging them to get from A to B. What meta-coaching does takes the whole process to a higher level. It allows us to be able to get inside the internal world of our clients and allow us to tease out their internal thinking systems, their feelings, their attitudes, their behaviours, their understandings, and looking at those and allowing us to support them in making change at that level of thinking. And that type of change creates true transformation.
Okay, so we've talked about coaching, we've talked about meta-coaching. For somebody that's not that familiar with neuro-linguistic programming, or what is commonly called NLP, could you outline that for us?
NLP is, in one word, about running your own brain. It's a communication model, and was not originally designed to be a psychological model, but it really is a description of how we function as humans, how we think, and as we think, how we feel, how we respond, how we act.
Okay, so it is a series of techniques that gives us the skill to change the way we're thinking and acting?
Well, because it is a description of how we think, and what NLP discovered was that we think with an internal movie that plays in the theater of our mind.
Yeah.
And that this then becomes the language of the mind, what we see, what we hear, what we feel on the inside, and that these become the tools by which we can think better, feel better, respond better.
So in summary, we're saying that NLP will give me as an individual an opportunity to learn a new language that I can operate with that might be a bit more useful than the one I am now?
It'll do that, but even more directly, it'll give you new software of the brain.
So then the other term that's worth qualifying here is neurosemantics. Could you explain what that is and what the connection is?
Well, NLP, because it's about neuro-linguistic programming, is those languages of the mind. And kind of like the knobs of your TV, you turn up the visual knob, the auditory knob, the feeling kinesthetic knob. Neural semantics goes much further, goes to a higher level, and what we've discovered is that the thoughts that we think in our mind, we feel in our body.
Mm.
And so much of coaching is about coaching people to feel great ideas, because they know it in their head. Intellectually, they know they need to do this or that for health or fitness or for their career or their relationship, but they don't feel it in their body. Neural semantics is the feeling of ideas in our bodies.
What's the value of combining coaching and NLP? What's the benefit in it for somebody that might be listening to this beyond just any other normal coaching program?
Well, for me, combining NLP and neurosemantics has really transformed the way that I coach, transformed the way that I run my business, because coaching, after all, is about running a business as well. It's not just about the skills and the patterns that we apply and support our clients with. It's also about running ourselves, running our own business and our own lives. And so for me, NLP and neurosemantics gives me the biggest toolkit possible to be able to to coach and to be able to run my own life with and my own business. Within the toolkit of neurosomatics and NLP, I think we have more than 300 different patterns that we can actually work with, and more are being created every day. So it's a very big, expansive and diverse toolkit that can be applied in any situation, in any support of coaching, whether it be in an organisation, whether it be with a child, whether it be in relationship coaching, spiritual coaching. It is this malleable tool that we can apply and change and use to create extraordinary changes in people's lives.